things every.
This is Nicholas Klaus from Axe Minister. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. Quebec's new premier, Christine Fréchette, has promised to return the foreign workers program, the PEQ, which had been scrapped under François Legault. The PEQ was an immigration pathway in Quebec where, with recognized work experience or education, one could bypass the points-based immigration system. It was replaced by the more stringent PSTQ program in the winter. From 2021 to 2023, the province granted between 4,000 and 16,000 selection certificates through the PEQ program, according to Quebec's immigration minister. All of those people have been in limbo since the suspension of the PEQ. With promises to return this program, thousands of people across the province are waiting for the details. At the same time, Fréchette has promised to maintain the target of 29,000 economic immigrants to Quebec this year. Here's Yves Martineau, an immigration lawyer based in Montreal.
I don't know how it will be possible to balance receiving the PEC applications of all of those who can apply and keep running the PSTQ as it is and still meet the 29,000 cap. My prediction is that some people will be left out one way or the other.
Martineau is skeptical about the province's ability to process thousands of PEQ applications while maintaining that 29,000 immigration cap they've promised. He's among the many people looking for clarity from the province about the potential return of the PEQ. The immigration support group, Le Québec C'est Nous Aussi, is representing who they call the PEQ orphans. They are asking for a meeting with the province. Here's their spokesperson, Aram Musco.
It's quite, you know, a nebulous time frame that people are working with, and they have to take quite drastic decisions.
With the confusion around the PEQ, the PTSQ, and other changes, both provincially and federally, to immigration, migrants in Quebec are largely calling for clarity about constantly shifting rules. Here's Manuel Salamanca from the Immigrant Workers Center, discussing what he's been seeing more of lately at the center.
There's a mess right now. We're seeing many, many people coming. We have a legal clinic, no? And in the last 2 years, we have a legal clinic which supports people for doing complaints when they suffer abuses against their labor rights. But these 2 years, we have seen much more people coming because they have immigration problems.
For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
For the best new music from around the globe, with a respectful nod to the musical pioneers of the past and a whole lot more, join me, Danny Payne, on The Pressure Drop every Monday at 5 on CGLO 1690 AM or CGLO.com.
Want to know the easiest way to help out your favorite community radio station? Well, there's this thing called the Community Radio Initiative. The National Campus and Community Radio Association and stations from across the country, like ours, are asking the federal government for direct funding for our sector. For CGLO's part, there are so many people at our station that are truly passionate about radio, and getting that funding would allow us to do so much more on and off the air. So if you want to help us out, head on over to mycri.ca. There's a letter writing campaign going on right now, and on that site, you'll find a tool that will generate an email for your MP and a bunch of other ministers in about 30 seconds. Again, that site is mycri.ca. Thanks for your support.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven.
CGLO 1690. We're early. We're doing 2 hours today. It's the Electric Messiah radio show.
Aldo's late.
Aldo's late, and he's knocking over stuff. Hi, Aldo. How are you? Let's turn on your headset. You know what? He's not ready yet. Turn him off here. So we just played, to start the show, we played Roots Remain from Mastodon from the album Emperor of Sand. I really like that track. And then after that, we played Gojira with the song Flying Whales from the album From Mars to Sirius. And that's it. Aldo, let's get you in here.
I'm back.
You're back. Did you just run up all the stairs?
I did.
Yeah. So we're doing the 8 to 9 slot tonight because Key and Ree are off this evening and they asked us to fill in. So, of course, 2 hours for Electric
Messiah. And we say thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Shout out to Key and Ree. Shout out to everybody that's not working hard and taking it easy and listening to the show right now.
And we still want 2 hours, though, no?
We still want 2 hours regardless, yes. okay, let's jump into it. Let's jump into another track. I saw this band. When did I see this?
Yesterday.
Two nights ago at Olympia from Deicide. This is Sacrificial Suicide. Metal Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. Here we go.
Take away the immortal life. Demigod, take son, commit the body to the ground. I think about destruction of all the earth and all of my holiness. Then I think about me.
CJLO 1690, The Electric Messiah, Radio Hour, Radio 2 Hours. Ha ha, son. So that was Cannibal Corpse with Evisceration Plague from the album Evisceration Plague. I love Cannibal Corpse. Remember that time we saw George Larac in the mosh pit at Cannibal Corpse? Is your mic on? Here you go.
I have a picture of
that. Yes, I'll post a photo of that. And the mosh pit kind of stopped.
Yeah.
Like a shark in...
It's funny because I worked at a wood shop and I told the owner that I had that picture.
Yeah.
And he went on my Instagram and framed it.
Oh, really?
In front of the bandsaw, yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, awesome. It's true, though. In the Cannibal Corpse mosh pit, everyone just kind of stopped. And nobody really wanted to amp it up with George Larac.
He had a bodyguard.
He had a bodyguard, that's right.
But I'm like, dude, you're huge.
Yeah. Yeah, he was bigger than the bodyguard,
Why
for sure.
Why do you need this guy?
I mean.
The guy was having fun, too.
Yeah, they were having fun. Everybody was happy to see them there.
That's hilarious.
All right, where should we go next? Let's play Cancer Bats. Cancer Bats have a new song. It's called Stay Stuck from the album, from a new album coming out, I think in June. Where is it? I had it here. Anyway, it's called Stay Stuck, the new song, from also the new album. They're playing at Pooza Fest this Saturday. You can see them at 7:30 p.m. outside. It's free. Where is it? It's St. Catherine and Clark, pretty much on that corner.
Are you going to this show?
I am going to go to that show.
Because there's too many bands.
Well, this is for the 20th anniversary of their album of Birthing the Giant is the album they're going to play. St. Catherine's are also playing a 20th anniversary album show. And who's the headliner that night? Buzzcocks.
Oh, yeah. There's a band called Homefront that I want to see.
Okay.
Homefront.
Let's add them to the list.
Amazing.
Yeah. All right, so let's check it out. This is Stay Stuck by Cancer Bats here on Electric Messiah Radio.
Canada.
So pretty, nitty gritty little piece of my heart.
CGLO 1690 Sea Electric Messiah radio show. That was Homefront with the song Nation from the album Games of Power. They'll also be playing at Pooza Fest. I'm not sure if they're playing Saturday, Friday, or Sunday, but their shows tomorrow and all weekend. Check it out, PoozaFest.com, for the schedule and the full lineup and all the other shows that you can go see. Let's keep it moving. This is a band that's currently touring in the States right now. This is from their album, You've Won, But At What Cost? This is Drowning in Blood with the song Liberation. CJLO 1690 AM, the Electric Messiah radio show. Aldo.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're there.
Yes.
I'm your host, Chuck. And with us in studio, we have Scott Cook. Scott?
Hello.
Hello. Scott's going to join us for the next 20 minutes of the show, and then we're going to have a full hour talking with Scott about his new album, Guy Fawkes Day, 1947. And that'll be fun. that'll be a really good conversation. So what did we just played Drowning in Blood with the song Liberation from the album You've Won, But at What Cost? Really good album. Go check it out. And now we're going to turn to Born Broken, a Montreal thrash band.
Tell me
about it. Yeah. A Montreal thrash band that just won the Vaucan Metal Battle of the Bands. They'll be the Canadian representative at this year's festival. Last year it was Killotine, and we had them on the show a couple times. Saw them recently. Saw them a couple times. Great band. So good luck to
what's the competition?
Born Broken.
The listener won.
That the listener won?
Yeah, remember that?
The listener band?
Yeah.
The black metal band we had on recently? I don't remember a competition they were in.
But they were somewhere.
I can't remember.
No?
I'm not gonna. Maybe I'm just gonna try and remember on the air. Yeah, but we'll take a look after. Yeah. So let's play a track from Born Broken. This is Am I Invisible? Yeah, not anymore. On CJLO 1690. Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO. That was Born Broken with the song Am I Invisible? They're from Montreal. They just won the Vakken Metal Battle of the Bands competition. They'll be the Canadian representative this year. And the internet says they are a melodic black metal and death metal band, creating a style often referred to as deathened black metal. Yeah. Have you, oh, here you go. Have you heard that before, Aldo?
Nope.
No. Blackened thrash metal, yes, but not deathened black metal. Yeah. Whatever. So many genres.
If it's good, it's good.
Yeah. If it's good, it's good. That's right. Where should we go next? What time is it? It's 47. I think we have to pay some bills here. All right. Check this out.
Hey man, what are you listening to?
Can we change the chat song?
Is this Weezer? Are you really listening to Weezer right now? It's 2026.
It's 2026 now, bro.
And bro, pull up to the castle every Friday at 1, only on CJLO 1690. It's good, I swear.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics, sharing your passion since 2012.
All right, CJLO, Electric Messiah Radio. We got Aldo, we got Scott, I'm Chuck. Where should we go next? Let's play the chats.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Big change?
Well,
this is the first punk song we play ever.
No. We played punk songs on the show before. Stupid mic. Yeah. All right. We're gonna play a song called The Price of Smokes.
From what album?
Get Fucked. Here on CJLO.
Price of smokes are going up again. I could already barely afford my rent. The price of smokes.
CJLO 1690. What do we got here? We got 7 minutes left. That was good. The price of smokes are going up again. The chats from the album Get Fucked. Can say that because it's
the album name.
Artistic value or something like that along those lines. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't just tell you, but I can tell you what the album's called. All right. So that's it for the first hour. We're going to shut it down. We're going to send a shout out to all the health workers out there. Keep your spirits up. This is for your mental health. This is Metal Health by Quiet Riot.
Thank you.
CJLO 1690. That was, what did we just play? Quiet Riot, Quiet Riot with Metal Health. It's Thursday, 8:59.
2 hours.
2 hour show. Now we're stuck for words with 30 seconds left. Don't forget to go to Pooza Fest all weekend. You could see
Homefront.
What is tomorrow? Yeah, you can see Homefront, which we played earlier. You could see Cancer Bats. Which we played earlier. You can see the Planet Smashers, and if you're a Montrealer listening to the show and you don't know the Planet Smashers, you're a liar. You're not a Montrealer.
And my buddy Eric Muir is playing, but I'm sorry, I forgot his name. The band
that Eric is playing in, is it...
I'll look it up, but I'll tell you guys
later. Is it Godspeed You Black Emperor?
No.
Yeah. Also, one of the members of Godspeed You Black Emperor is playing a solo show.
Yeah.
I think these are all free. Anyway, check out the schedule. Let's keep it moving. Let's pause this here. We're just going to